السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, also sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gave us the tawfiq to gather here for his zikr. This is a majlis of zikr, so we are going to do zikrullah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is only His ihsan, His fazal upon us, His kindness, that He gave us the tawfiq, or He blessed us with the opportunity to take His blessed name. How difficult it is to meet the president of the country, to meet the prime minister, or to meet some cabinet minister, or somebody in some small department also. It is like an effort before we really can get to him because of his position. We require an appointment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if only He had placed a price tag that to meet me, to talk to me, to take my name, to seek from me, to tap at my door, you have to pay so much of gold and silver. Even if we had to pay the both worlds, it would not have been able to pay. It would not have been sufficient as a price for taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the creator of the universe, the entire universe, man, jinn, animals, creatures, everything that you look at, who is the creator? Allah ta'ala. Science hasn't created animals and creatures and human beings and everybody else. Scientists steal from what Allah Ta'ala has created, and they make some new inventions, they come up with new technology, and that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the universe for. That we must make use of the technology, make use of His creation, develop, invent. As long as we don't use it for destructive purposes, we use it for constructive purposes. It is not only permissible, it is recommended. So to take His Mubarak name, it is only His ihsan and fazal upon us. Now when we gather to take His Mubarak name, it does not mean that this is the only way that it should be taken. A person should have Allah Ta'ala on his lips and in his heart at all times. Whatever he is doing, he must do it in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's will and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching. Then that is the true remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So tonight, because of the weather condition, sometimes in this type of weather, we wonder whether we must cut down and curtail the program, or whether we must consider the people who have come and have the program. So we will go by the consideration of those who have come, but just that we will get to the zikrullah very, very quickly, so that those who have come from Peter Marisburg, Stanger and Shepston, they can go back to their homes. In fact, there were some brothers who were leaving escort. I stopped them. I said, in this weather, it's not necessary to come down. Listen to the program over the internet or get tapes later. But it's not necessary that you must dash down in this kind of weather and suffer all kinds of inconvenience. Now, if there had been some other sheikh, he would have said, it's mujahada. Must travel no matter what kind of storm, you must face it and you must reach. Now, something that's not farz, not wajib, At that time we are not going to put pressure on the person must be given consideration. If the person had already left and the person was faced with a storm on his journey, then we will say make sabar and carry on now. Tolerate, bear the consequences. But purposely don't put yourself into difficulties and hardships. Yes, something that's farz wajib, then we will say go ahead at all cost. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. O Allah, besides you there is no support that I have. We have no other support besides the support of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's very similar to what we discussed last week also. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Whosoever will become ours also will become because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put that muhabbat into that person's heart. If Allah Ta'ala puts love into somebody's heart for us, then he will become ours. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts hatred and dislike because of our evil actions and our evil deeds, then no matter what we do, but that person will never become ours. Yes, it can be as a test and a trial for the very pious and the righteous ones that sometimes there is opposition. And for every Nabi of Allah, every Prophet of Allah, there was some Fir'aun. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had his Fir'aun. But every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there was some opposition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had Abu Jahl. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had Namrud. So like that, every Nabi and Prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, there was opposition. Because you can only appreciate light when there is darkness. If there is no darkness, you cannot appreciate light. If there is no falsehood, you cannot appreciate truth. If a person does not have sight, then he cannot appreciate blindness. Or the person who is blind, I mean that person, if he had sight at one time, then now he will appreciate that sight. So blindness makes us appreciate sight. So that we recognize things or we appreciate by opposites. Now at this moment we have bright light in the masjid. So we are taking it for granted that there's a lot of brightness and it's one of those things, it's normal, natural. But if the lights have to go off and we get darkness, now suddenly we start appreciating that light in which we were sitting. So like that, every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there was some opposition. And all walis of Allah, all friends of Allah ta'ala also, there will be some opposition. Shaitan and nafs is the opposition for every individual. So there will be some kind of an opposition. But due to that opposition, the person makes mujahada. He is tested, and when he overcomes those temptations, then he becomes a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So a true Muslim and a true believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he does not lose hope and trust and faith in Allah ta'ala, irrespective of what kind of difficult conditions the person has to face. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that puts that love into hearts. Nigahe aqreba badli mizaje dosta badla, nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns his glance away of mercy, then everybody will turn away. The person's own wife becomes his opposition. His own children become his opposition. His own family becomes his opposition. Nothing but quarrels, friction, dispute, arguments. Everything starts when we displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There will be no peace and no sukoon in the person's life. No tranquility. no enjoyment of any namats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person will enjoy sukoon irrespective of outside conditions. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gul sita mein. O Allah, with whomsoever you are pleased, then day and night he is in gardens. Inside the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the person gardens. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Whosoever is ours also is because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put the love into that person's heart. Otherwise that person will never be ours. And most of the friendship, I always say in these days, most of the friendship and most of the talk of love and friendship and everything else is nothing but diplomacy, cheat and deceit. People proclaim their friendship and their love for people in high positions, but that is only until that person is in that position. When he moves out from there, nothing. Nobody even talks about him. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. Because this was composed in reunion by Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh. So on the one side was the beautiful ocean. They were on the shores of that ocean. And behind were the beautiful mountains. The samandar ka sahil paharo ka daman. It was as if they were cloaked in those mountains. And in front was nothing but the beautiful waters of the ocean. The samandar ka sahil paharo ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. All these things are there. But O Allah, besides you, nothing is ours. The mountains will not remain with us. The beautiful waters of the ocean will not remain with us. The beautiful garments that we wear are not going to remain with us. The beautiful cars in which we travel are not going to remain with us. The beautiful palaces are not going to accompany us to the graves. The gold and silver, nobody goes and puts it into the grave with the person who has passed away. And if they had to put away some gold and silver with the person that passed away, then you can rest assured that it won't take a few minutes before it's gone from there. As soon as the mourners have moved from there, there will be additional reason for mourning, because the gold and silver will be gone. Who is going to leave it there? But in any case, nobody even puts it there. There's already a fight about that gold and silver and the jewelry and the cash and the properties and the business. Who is going to share and how much? And this is my share and that's... And he took away what was due to me. That's all will start straight away. Nothing will accompany the person. So whilst we are in this world, we are told to make use of it. Don't misunderstand. That is not dunya. I repeatedly say that that is not dunya. Gold, silver, good home, good car, a good bed to sleep on. That is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the giver of this dunya. So he says, samandar ka sahil paharo ka daman bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. The only thing that will be ours will be that aah that we take, the name of Allah that we take. That obedience to Allah and His Rasul that we show, that will be with us. In other words, our good actions and our good deeds, they will give us solace and comfort, and they will be on our side throughout the journey, in the qabr, in the grave and in the akhirat, on the day of qiyamah and crossing the pul sirat and entering into paradise, right through. Malo aulad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, تجھکو دوزخ کی مصیبت سے چھڑانے کو نہیں، مال و اولاد قبر میں تیری جانے کو نہیں، تجھکو دوزخ کی مصیبت سے چھڑانے کو نہیں، جز عمل قبر میں کوئی بھی تیرا یار نہیں، کیا قیامت ہے کہ اس سے تو خبردار نہیں. Nothing will accompany. Children, wealth, nothing. All will remain outside. The only thing that will help us will be our good deeds and our good actions. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. Oh Allah, just as the waters of the ocean, the waves go on and on and on. If a person watches the waves, they don't stop. They just go on and on and on. Day and night the waves are moving. So just like that, your muhabbat, the waves of your love that is in my heart, they just go on and on and on. Daytime they are with me, night time they are with me. There is no end to the waves, my beloved Allah, of your muhabbat in my heart. Nahi khatma hoti hai mujhe musalsal. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. There is no shore for these waters of love, of the ocean of love. Now that becomes the condition of the person who disciplines himself. And he gives his heart to no one but Allah Ta'ala. After that, he loves his wife, he loves his children, he loves his business, he loves his home, he loves everything else within the parameters of Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has ordered that we must love our wives, must love our children, must love our parents, must love Makkah Sharif, love Medina Sharif, love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love the Sahabas. Now all that will flow because of this love that we have of Allah Ta'ala. Then we will love whomsoever Allah Ta'ala says must love, we will love. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you must distance yourself from Shaitan, the rejected one, then we will distance ourselves from Shaitan. From nafs we will distance ourselves. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's enemy will be our enemy. نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. And that's exactly what you hear in the dua sometimes. You say, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزا آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. Every beat of my heart I hear Allah, 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 Allah. مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. If it had not been for consideration of other obligations and other duties and other responsibilities, then the person would like to just go on taking the name of Allah Tabaraka. There's such sweetness in there. It is the only name in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Or it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name is the only name in which the ah of the servant is included. Take the deities and take the gods of the people of other faith. No name will you find ah. All those gods, goddesses, you won't find ah. It is only Allah that you find ah. 2/3 of the name is ah. The servant, when he is in pain, when he is in difficulty, what does he say? Ah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala included the ah, the deep-hearted sighs and pains of his servants in his name. Call me whenever you wish to. I am there to listen to you. I can help you. There is no question of time, day or night, any time. And no price also, no, nothing to pay. And there will be no such thing as no signal or ran out of air time or the bill wasn't paid so you can't get any connection.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai siwa tere koi Sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai Aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر
کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ واہو حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین او مائی بلاود اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ موسٹ جنرس موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ O my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you after taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, as great as your name, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you blessed us with the opportunity to take your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us, you are listening to us. You are all powerful, almighty Allah. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the creator of jinn and man. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. All treasures lie with you. The ground on which we walk in your control, our lives in your control, our sight, our hearing and speech in your control. Ya Allah, the homes in which we live in your control. If you order the ground to shake, there is no power in the world that can stop it from shaking. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, we have been disobedient to you. How much of our wealth was used for your disobedience? How much of our sight, our hearing and speech was used in your disobedience? How much of your bounties we used for your very disobedience? If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, you have provided us with shelter, you have provided us with sight, with hearing, with speech. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed, major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, you who blessed billions of people with sight. My beloved Allah, how can there be darkness for you? We were fooling ourselves if we thought no one was watching us. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due, to fulfill the rights of all, to make qaza of our namazas if we have missed them, to keep qazas of the fast if we have missed them, to give zakat if we have not paid, and to make hajj if it is fast. My beloved Allah, make each and every one of us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. But if you are not ours, everything will work against us. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Don't test us in this world. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, difficulties and hardships can be a test and a trial. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot tolerate and bear any kind of test. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. Do not test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. You have blessed man with the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even a bypass would help. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with hypocrisy. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Ah, my beloved Allah, those hearts which were for your love and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have made them into garbage bags. But my beloved Allah, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can make? Who is there for us besides you, my beloved Allah? We are therefore seeking from you, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride and all evil. Ya Allah, make our hearts the hearts that you give to the awliya-i-siddiqeen, the pious and the righteous servants. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya, fazl farwa dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to walk in the path of sins? How long? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every part of our body. Ya Allah, before that day comes, let us make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. My beloved Allah, make us of your pious and righteous servants. Bless us with your marifat and yaqeen. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the divisions and remove the frictions, remove the disunity. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. My beloved Allah, hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, our egos and our shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation and suffering. You want to give us a life of peace and tranquility and happiness and contentment. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. There is no one for us besides you. There is siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then, my beloved Allah, where do we slaves of yours go? Hum gande jaye kaha? Hum siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha? Ere Mawla humara ban ja, hume apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. We have to leave this world one day. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death is not going to give us any kind of warning signs. Ya Allah, daily we are hearing of young people suddenly departing from this world. My beloved Allah, give us the realization. All those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabr jameel to their family members, kith and kin. And when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi marta, wahi jita, wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every bounty. Remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardship, the suffering of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought and famine and floods and AIDS and all other kinds of problems that mankind is suffering. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, remove the pain, suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around the globe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he begged for us, he asked for us. How much of his blood was shed for us, how much of his tears were shed for the Ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good intentions, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem of each and every individual. Ya Allah, remove their pain, suffering, problems, difficulties, hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.